The glossy men's lifestyle magazine Maxim, in its April issue, declares Detroit the greatest city in the world. We know that might generate some nasty arguments, but hold on. It also declares Philadelphia, Dallas, and Washington, D.C. as the greatest city in the world in its April issue. Keith Blanchard is the editor-in-chief of Maxim. He joins us from New York City. Welcome, Mr. Blanchard.
Thanks very much. It's good to be here, John. Thanks.
Mr. Blanchard, I think we've caught you in your own tangled web of deceit. What do you have to say for yourself beyond April Fools?
I suppose you have. Well, this is Maxim's fifth anniversary is coming up this April 1st, and we decided we wanted to do something fun and kind of prank the country, as it were.
So you have 13 different cities that you declare the greatest city on Earth.
That's right, and every one of those is sincere, too.
Every one is sincere. I suppose this is good practice for all those articles that you write for your readers about how to juggle several girlfriends at a time.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of similar. To be honest, you know, when you look at America, I think our cities really do exhibit an unusual amount of real character within each city. You know, every city has its own soul, and that's what we tried to capture in the piece.
Mm-hmm. What give us a few of the reasons you decided, for instance, that Philadelphia might be the greatest city on Earth.
Well, Philadelphia, you know, you've got a lot of great boxers that came from there. The cheesesteak, one of the greatest inventions in the history of man. It's really hard to discount those things when you look at great cities.
Now, you know, you may be appreciated for declaring each of these cities the greatest on Earth in the edition that is circulated in its local area, its regional area.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if you're not going to get in trouble for the other part of your article, that is, that in every issue you slam all the other cities. For instance, in the non-Detroit edition,
right,
you call Detroit a dismal wasteland of abandoned warehouses and Kid Rock wannabes.
Yes, that's true. We had just a lot of fun with that, too, because every city, there's a schizophrenia to every city, I think. There are just great things about the city, and there are a couple of reasons you'd never want to go there, so we were able to hit both in the course of this article for each city.
You know, I have to say, you tipped your April Fool's hand a bit early in the Washington article, though.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I have to say, I live here in Washington, D.C. It's a fine city, but it ain't Paris.
I'm sure that's right. But it is a very intriguing city, and it's got its own, it's the seat of all world power, isn't it? So there's got to be something to be said for it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Keith Blanchard, editor-in-chief of the men's magazine Maxim. And in case you're wondering, those 13 cities that Maxim lists as the greatest on Earth are Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and the one city mentioned that's outside the United States, Toronto.